Welcome to Swingers,
the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hits. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content.
Hello, and welcome to episode 11, The Australian Kiss.
And what is the Australian kiss, Kat?
Apparently when you're kissing down under.
But like a French kiss.
Like a French kiss.
Only down under.
Down under. So yeah, a little nod to our 4% Australian followers.
G'day.
G'day, people.
Today we're talking about the muff dive.
The muff dive, the blow job, the
fellatio, cunnilingus.
Yes, the multiple names of different things. And you taught me a new one tonight, so yeah, I can't wait to delve into that. Rainbow kissing. Oh. So tune in, guys. We're going to be going right into, yeah.
We're going to be diving in deep.
Diving in deep.
Get your scuba gear on.
That's it. Get your notepad and pen ready and make some notes. And yeah, every day's a school day. So what have we been up to then? So I had quite an interesting one today. I had a marriage proposal.
Oh, look at you.
I know. It went on fab, you know. I thought, okay. 20-something unread messages. And, yeah, one of them was, will you marry me, please? So
what did you say?
I didn't reply. I should have, but, you know.
You could have had a swing hers wedding.
Imagine.
No. Oh, I wonder if they do, like, bondage bridal wear.
They must do. I definitely don't think I can wear white, can I, really? No. Red.
Absolutely not. Oh, a red wedding dress.
Red wedding dress.
With, like, some sneaky handcuffs and,
yeah.
Oh, like a bridal whip.
With, like, a vibrating love egg inside me.
Oh, we're going right off tangent here.
Yeah, definitely. But that's great. That's Gush's wedding.
Congratulations.
If I ever do decide.
Do I get to be bridesmaid?
Of course you do.
Yeah, you're just the bride.
You're maid of honour, mate.
Yeah. Maid of whore.
On the head table and everything.
Oh. Talking about head,
This
episode, if you haven't guessed already, is about oral sex.
It is. I can't wait to go into this. One of my topics I absolutely love.
Yes. So, what have I been up to? Not a lot, actually.
No?
No.
I'm quiet on the blush front.
Quite on the blush front. I'm recovering. I've made TIB ill, so apologies for that, dude. But I did get an email today to say that we will be featured in the top 20 sex toy podcasts.
I know. Oh, my God.
Yay.
Yay. We need to get some more sex toys. I think this is what it's saying to me.
Oh, I just saw one on Instagram. I think I've fallen in love.
Yeah, you showed me the picture.
Oh, it's like a thrusting, like real-life looking penis that heats up to body temperature.
Love that.
And, like, just thrusts inside you.
Yeah, because men get heated up fleshlights because someone I know, you know, has got one. And
well, unless you're a necrophiliac, then you want something that feels like alive.
Alive. If it could come, can it come?
I think it has got, like, I have to look, do more research, and it looks like it has got a feature where you can, like, make it.
You can buy fake cum. That is such a thing.
Like a cum pie toy.
I think 4 stars use it. For career. Yeah, cum shots, definitely. Cream pies.
What else has been in our inbox?
Yeah.
Slid into our DM.
Had another little tribute. So you just want to think, was it 4-1 now? Is it 4-1? Yeah, and a video. So, yeah. But I was quite impressed with this picture because it not only had Gush on his penis, he had Gush on his head. So that takes some skill.
I mean, it really does.
It really does. And yeah, well done you. Very impressed. Top marks. You win the penis picture game.
But that does just say that TIB is the OG in this, and you would have been getting these sort of pictures had TIB not come up with this whole Sharpie idea in the first place.
Thank you, TIB, for citing the competitiveness in myself. But I win.
There you go.
Yeah, we have got talks of a possible interview coming up.
I know, Luscious Leah.
Lardy Girl
Central has a bridge interview, so that I'm very looking forward to.
From a single girl's perspective and someone that's probably, I don't know, she's a bit younger than us, so maybe a bit newer to the scene, but I think she refers to herself as the Swing Hub OG, and I think she's just literally the club and social princess.
She really is.
Everybody knows her. Like, literally, at Penthouse, everyone's like, oh, yeah, 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 also, and yeah, friendly with everyone, but that's just the type of person she is. So yeah, I think having her on for an interview
perspective is going to be amazing.
It really is. It's going to tell you from the single girl's point of view. You know, she's been to all sorts of clubs, you know, so yeah, what she doesn't know isn't worth knowing, really. So looking forward to that, Leah.
Dear.
There's also, again, there's been talks about potentially going to Swing-a-thon. I think, yeah, the early bird finishes on Friday. So I think we will potentially have our tickets before then. So looking forward to that. Just don't know what option we're going for yet. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
I think because the wife actually sent us something about Swing-a-thon, didn't she?
Yeah, and said, should we do it?
Well, it's just like it's a full weekend of stuff. So you've got like tent one, tent two, and there's workshops like rope workshops, electric workshops, wax workshops, impact workshops, you name
literally.
It.
Even a sharps workshop. Yes. So if you are into the fetish of bloodletting, there is there's going to be a display or something going on for you. So
it's just a whole weekend, 3 days of just learning.
DJs as well, there's music. Yeah. It's like a swingers festival.
There's even like a bless them, they've got slots closed for deep cleaning. I love that. BDSM Q&A time.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Let's Talk Rough Play and CNC.
Love that.
It's yeah.
Well, I would definitely be up for any you know, demonstrations. So
it just looks amazing.
Yeah. I think we're gonna have to make an appearance, aren't we?
This is in July.
Yeah.
So get your tickets, guys, before they run out.
Absolutely. Another little thing, we're gonna get Blush out. You know, finally gonna get you into the social side of it again. So the South Coast Sexies are having their social on the 27th of April. Yeah. I think we're gonna go, aren't we?
I'm going to try.
I'm going to force her with duress.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been good because, the feedback from the last one was really good. So it's nice to have a bit more of an intimate and...
Yes, to see some familiar faces.
Yeah, see some familiar faces, catch up with some people and hopefully meet some new people.
Try and keep you calm.
Keep you calm. Try not to go with a toy inserted on me. Actually, might have to. Have to be my thing from now on. Constantly turn up.
I'm gonna buzzing. I'm gonna take the remote. I'm gonna switch it to the most powerful setting.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna lob it across the motorway.
Oh.
And you're just gonna be stuck.
Okay.
Vibrating all night
till the batteries run out.
I'm gonna make sure it's fully charged though before we go.
Okay.
And that'll be your punishment for being such a dirty bitch.
It's not really punishment. Punishments for me are never really punishments. They're like, okay.
And I might make you go find the remote afterwards.
Yeah, no.
You're such a brat.
I am. I live for punishment.
You do.
I do. Spank me.
So, this episode then, more sex. We're all familiar with what it is, what it entails.
And some people might not be.
Not people that listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. If you listen to this podcast, you suck a dick. Absolutely. Or lick a vagina. If you don't, what is wrong with you? Get that sorted out. It's not fair, just a gift.
So I was thinking about this the other day, and I remember my mum, going back to my poor Mama Blush, telling me that she had asked her mum, so my grandmama, what a blowjob was when she was younger. And my grandma was so, like, prim and proper. And she went, darling, it's something you do when one has had a bath and a thorough wash. That was her answer.
It's a great answer. That is a great answer, to be fair.
Yeah. So we'll start the conversation on personal hygiene. Definitely important.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you're getting right down in the intimates, aren't you?
Oh, God, yeah. Literally, if I know, it's just if you know you're going to have maybe a potentially sexy rendezvous, the first thing you do is get the shower.
Oh. You do.
And I think it's important to mention for women as well, we shouldn't be washing really with anything other than water down there because it can affect your pH.
Oh, yeah. So thrush.
You don't want that. It's not nice. And I'm assuming it's probably the same for guys. You know, don't put the... You might be tempted to put the minty shower gel on there. But, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Just be kind to your nether regions. Yeah. But talking, like... around hygiene, safe sex, I have discovered there's something called a dental dam.
A dental dam?
Yeah, so it's like a condom that you wear specifically for oral sex.
Right.
and you pull in the face. But obviously people need to practice safe sex.
Yeah.
So
I think you just need to, if you're going to do anything like that, maybe get your partner tested.
Yeah,
you get tested before you do it. But no.
I think for the people that are like obviously wanting to practice safe sex and things like that, you can purchase dental dams. And they're available for men and women. So it was a big thing during COVID. That's the first time I heard about dental dams. But yeah, there you go. Have a look. Mm. Maybe you can purchase one if you want.
Yeah.
There's lots of names.
There are so many names for different things. We've learned.
Muff diving is probably one of my favourite.
We've learned some new ones today as well, haven't we? So yeah. I think we should go through some of the...
Got head, blowjob, licking out.
Carpet muncher.
Ooh.
Slob on my knob. gobble the goose. Like this. Moustache ride.
Mouth hug.
Turkish delight, apparently.
Tamuching.
Muck the barn.
A zipper dinner.
That's the muck the barn, though, is just to give oral sex to a woman. It's not nothing to do with guys.
Lick it before you stick it.
Head doctor.
Suck it off.
Zipper dinner. So, yeah, you may or may not have heard a few of these.
Eats corn the long way. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Suck and fuck.
Crotch gobbler.
Crotch
gobbler. Eat my cookie. Yeah, cookie jar. I've heard that before.
Some of these are so disgusting.
Cherry sundae.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean?
A flange biscuit.
Censored due to obscenity, apparently, on Urban Dictionary.
Never. Oh, my goodness. A lint liquor. A cherry sundae.
Oh. So this is performing oral sex on a girl, immediately after breaking the girl's hymen. And it bleeds.
Oh,
so yeah, that is what that is. I'm quite understand why it's not on that. Blowjob fart.
What the blowjob fart?
Flatulence released while administering oral sex.
Oh, sorry, but if someone farted while sucking a dick, I would laugh so hard.
But I think
I find it really funny.
I think if you're being deep throated and face fucked sometimes in a maybe in a position, maybe when you're squatted in a stressed position because you're being dominated, it may happen.
Are you trying to tell me that you've let out a fart while you're sucking all night?
In jiu-jitsu, which involves a lot of wrestling, like, and mounting and just moves, you know, I fired on my sensei.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, my God, I'm really sorry.
Do you think he got off on it?
Huh? No, I don't think so. And he was like, look, honestly, don't worry. It's jiu-jitsu, it's wrestling, it's what happened.
But had you farted while you were licking a ding-dong?
I don't think I've consciously done it. I don't think I've done a loud one anyway.
Well,
I slipped a little one out. I don't know. Probably.
What about when someone's going down on you?
No, luckily not.
God,
no.
That would be humiliating.
Yeah, I've been like, I need to toilet.
That's cool, but I reckon someone's got that kink, though.
Well, they have got that kink because I've had a message from a guy before and he literally wanted me to fart his mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was so serious about it. He's like, you know, and I was like entertaining it a little bit just to see. He goes, do you think you could fart on cue? I'm like, yeah, probably.
I can burp on demand.
Yeah, but you wanted me to do it a fair few times.
I don't think I could fart on demand.
Yeah, just the diet, mate.
This podcast's taking a turn.
It's taken a turn. It's taken a
back to blowjobs.
Back to blowjobs. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's something that you kind of learn a... You sort of perfect a technique as you grow into your like sexual experiences. I don't think it's something you're instantly good at.
No, you don't start off anything great at sucking head. I think it is something that you evolve to do. And yeah, practice makes perfect. And understanding the person that you're doing it to as well, what they like, is a big part of it.
Yeah.
So potentially the first blowjob you receive of someone might not be
Some people like a lot of tongue action. Some people like it, you know, when it's really hitting the back of your throat. Some people like their balls licked and such and played with. Some people don't. Yeah, blowjobs are...
There's another form of oral sex as well
called
analingus.
Which is rimming, I'm assuming.
Another form of oral sex is oral stimulation of the anus.
Yeah. So we've covered rimming before, haven't we? And that's like also a thing.
It is.
So unfortunately, one of the things I've discovered later in life is that if I deep throat too hard, I get tonsillitis, which makes me really poorly. So I've had to adapt my technique slightly. And some people to deep throat, but I just can't deep throat continually for a long time. Like, I have to mix up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I was at the doctor's so often, and I didn't want to admit why I get took it.
So you need one of these mouth sheaths then, basically, what you're saying.
No, I just need to adapt my technique.
Yeah.
Which I have done. And I've had good feedback. So.
And it's been fine since.
It's been insane.
Yeah, but I've had that tip before where they've said to like swallow. That point where you're sort of like the swallowing in the back of your throat, sort of.
Yeah. Or just to like the movement of swallowing.
Yeah, yeah. It's certain angles for me. It's definitely certain angles. If they're like lying down and I sort of go into like a 69 position and do it that way, it just goes this.
I like the best position for like getting it really deep for me is if you're say your head is almost kind of off the bed and they're like on top.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
You can get it quite deep that way.
Some guys don't like it. So one of the guys that I play with, he actually doesn't like it at all.
What, blowjobs?
No, he doesn't like deep throat.
Oh, okay.
So it turns him on. I think it's like the top bit of his dick.
Yeah.
So that is
sensitive.
Yeah, that's the bit he likes to focus on. He likes sort of long, and he likes a bit of hand with it as well. So again, you know, mix it up. It's not just about licking. It's about hand jobs. Just
some guys might like a cheeky finger.
Yeah,
then the balls.
So their balls.
Yeah. And I also think there was this thing they said that like 2% of men can suck their own dick, but at least 100% of men try.
I have had quite a few men message me, to say, because this is where they seem to hide, would you like to watch me suck my own dick?
Yes, I want to see that.
I can find you someone. If you go on Fab and search dick sucker, you will find someone. And if you just say to them, I really want to watch
I'm not
suck
back
your own
for that. I'm just curious. Like, do they look like a pretzel? Like a human pretzel?
They must do.
Do they do it sat down?
I haven't watched one yet.
What do you mean you haven't watched one?
I haven't
one
watched
yet?
One because I kind of get the gist of it.
It's sexual gold.
And I don't think...
If a woman messaged me and went, I can lick myself out, do you want to watch? Hell yeah, I'm going to watch anyone.
Chances
this
are...
amazing.
They're only going to get like the tip of their mouth, and I'm just, I don't know.
This just defies all physiology. I love it.
Get back on Fab, it's
nice.
There.
But if anyone on one of our followers can do it and wants to drop an inbox on Insta,
What does it feel
like? I'm all over it. Yeah. I just want to know how it, like, they can do that. I'm jealous.
I don't think I'd lick myself out.
Would you not? Really? Why?
I'd probably give it a go once.
Why wouldn't you? I want to know.
Just
because. Talk to me.
I'd rather someone else do it.
Right. But what if you were really good at doing it yourself?
Probably would leave the house. I'd be in 24/7. What are you doing? Wow. My God, my mouth full.
I think it's like anything. Because we covered this last week with masturbation, didn't we? Like, I think doing it to yourself, just it's when someone else does it to you, it's just... so much better.
Yeah.
So I can kind of...
I don't get, because it's quite a lot
if I could,
don't
I
like it as well, like oral sex completely. And I get that, everyone each their own, but I'm like, well, how can you not?
It, do you know what though? I think I used to be one of those people.
Really?
It's taken me years to really enjoy it. I think it used to frustrate me. And this is really embarrassing. I feel like I'm a professional. This isn't something like that really used to happen to me until like recently anyway. So when I was in like long, 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 long term relationship, that never happened.
No?
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, sex didn't happen anyway, but like that didn't happen. Even,
I wouldn't be in a relationship.
That stopped. There was no sex. I know. I back and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are we there for so long? But so now I'm like really learning to enjoy it. And I think it definitely, like, when you find a person that can like hit the spot, it's hard. Yeah. Yeah. Now. Wow.
That's it.
Yeah. I was called control. I can't control myself.
No?
No.
What, like, from doing it or?
No, like when it's happening, I'm just, oh my God, I'm a mess.
I like it, but I need to start with that, and then I need some sort of finger. If I have that finger and a finger up the arse,
well,
honestly,
look, when
I am
coordinated and there's a bit of everything going on at the same time. Oh my God,
craving.
Oh.
Well, I found a little sex factor here, which I quite liked. So here we go.
I don't believe it.
Well, there's a study, and I've looked, and it's on a medical journal website, so chances are this is correct. If not, sue Glamour magazine for their incorrect information. So it was sort of saying why we have an oral sex, and the biggest reason is because it feels so good. But apparently there is some scientific reasons why both men and women engage in oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
So there's apparently an evolutionary explanation here. So according to a study published in 2000... in the Journal of Reproductive Immunology, swallowing semen can make your body accustomed to someone's DNA so that your immune system doesn't act up during pregnancy. So apparently, swallowing cum can stop or reduce the chances of preeclampsia.
Okay.
So, bit of science. And apparently, since a number of pregnancy disorders stem from recognising the father's genes as foreign, introducing them into your body beforehand can help you out when you're pregnant. It sounds strange, but scientists believe it's a possible evolutionary explanation for blowjobs.
Scientists believe.
So it helps us, you know.
I reckon that's just a bunch of men that wanted to do some unethical research on blowjobs.
And apparently the male one's quite funny. So why are they going down on women? So apparently it's... could have also been inherited by our ancestors, so this might not be so factual. There was a study published in 2013 in the Evolutionary Psychology, which found that men who perceived that a lot of other guys were interested in their partner, aka men who had greater sperm competition, were more likely to make their female partners orgasm through oral sex. So basically, they're worried about another guy taking their woman. So like, right, I need to be amazing in bed. I'm going to give her the best fucking oral sex ever. She won't leave me for someone else. Apparently, yeah, the author speculates, so it is speculation, that the act might function to prevent cheating, which in turn prevents sperm competition and helps men pass on their genes.
Ooh.
There you go. So the other one was definitely science. That
yeah, all right. Not.
No, I believe it.
Definitely do. So you're we've mentioned this in previous podcasts. So you are a cum lover.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, I don't want it anywhere else other than either my mouth, my vagina, or my arsehole. Okay. I don't mind it on my boobs, but even when it goes there, I'm asking for it to be scooted up a bit into my mouth afterwards. Same if it's done inside me. I like to taste it.
You're a terrible vegan.
I am. I eat babies.
Oh my God.
Certainly not babies. And there is protein in that as well. There's some calories as well. Yeah. I'd rather have it in my mouth than all over my face.
I can see that.
Where's your ideal?
Oh, inside me or in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, make him stop and finish off in my mouth.
You know, kinky bitch.
I know.
What's happened to you?
And you, like, drinking. Sexual evolution. I don't know. I don't know if it's just TOB or if it's me or whether it's...
It's you. You know, he obviously AIDS, but...
It's
your jet. Well, hopefully it's not with AIDS because...
We've tested, isn't it?
It's all right. There's medication now. You'll be fine.
No. I just can't get enough. Today?
Yeah.
Like his, like mine.
Loads of
it. Oh, dear. cum gobbling bitch.
You are. You are.
Anyway.
So, what about those the rainbow kisses really? That you were telling me about earlier?
I wish I'd not even mentioned it.
Yeah. You can go through this.
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, like, we don't kink shame. Mm. So there are people with this sort of kink. It's not my preference.
Well, mine.
Yeah. So a rainbow kiss. From this article, it says, a common way that a rainbow kiss is performed is via the 69 sex position, so dinner for two with a terrible view, in which two partners perform...
Not a terrible view.
Dinner for two with a hairy view. Or not a hairy view. What view do you want? Pick a view.
A scenic view.
Okay. What makes a rainbow kiss different is that one partner would be on their period. So after ejaculation, the partner is the one who has semen in their mouth, and the other one who has menstrual blood in theirs would kiss, mixing the two bodily fluids together.
See, I have had guys kiss on me when I've been on my period. It doesn't bother me. I'm not too sure about the kissing. I probably have.
I will do anything but that on my period, I will say.
Like, I don't think I'd do it intentionally. I think it would just happen and I wouldn't be like,
There's a bit of a... There's a thing with women. I don't know if it's all women. But when we're on our periods, and I know I'm talking for the majority. Oh, my God, so horny.
Yeah.
Ridiculously horny.
Mm-hmm.
But I, out of respect, like, would be like, okay, we're not going to do that today because I'm on my period.
I've had guys pull my towel packed out with their tea.
Oh my gosh. I think we've reached a point in the podcast where you have definitely overshared
and popped it back in.
Oh, that just gave me the biggest ick. Oh, gosh. The fuck?
True story, bruh.
Oh. I'm not kink shaming. Don't kink shame. Don't kink shame. Don't kink shame. Don't kink shame. Oh, okay.
Moving on.
Moving swiftly on. So maybe you
should we talk about some techniques of going down on girls?
Well, you've gone down on both, haven't you? Boys and girls.
Yes.
So, take it away.
I have. What do you want to know?
All of it.
All of it.
I mean, I've been in a room with you while someone was giving someone else a blowjob and you were watching and literally, like, dictating how they should be doing. You were like, spill it.
Yeah.
Take it deeper.
Yeah.
Doing it wrong.
Everyone likes a sloppy BJ, you know. No one wants, like, you know...
Hold his balls while you're doing
it. It's easier. It goes down your throat easier, I think, if it's wet. So you get some lubes as well to do it.
You were like Titler, that whole...
Titler. I think, yeah, spit on it. Not like actually, you know, like a nice spit, just a saliva spit, not any other sort of spit.
Yeah, but the full-on dom and you came out that night. You weren't like, honey, why don't you try this? You were like, spit on it!
No, just she's there always in the background lurking.
Just poor Belle.
I know. I do feel like I need to go to a fetish night soon. Swing-a-thon, look out. Yeah. I'm coming with you, riding crap.
Running your own workshop in it.
I will.
In a non-tennis field.
I could quite happily do a bondage one.
Yeah. Go for it. So go back. So I've seen you do blowjob dictations,
mm-hmm.
And I've seen you go down on a woman, the wife,
mm-hmm.
Causing a mess on the floor. So,
yeah.
Go.
I don't know what you're...
Impart your wisdom-wise one.
Okay, so wisdom with going down on guys, I think ask them how they like it first. Would be the thing.
Should we give them a menu?
You can have it like this. You can have deep throat. I think, just ask them, like, what sort of grip do they like? And obviously, I think use your hand, use your mouth. Find out if they like their balls to be touched. You know, find out if they like their ass to be played with.
There's definitely nothing sexier to me than a man moaning And then.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is such a turn on.
You need validation when they're like grabbing like the back of your hair and they're like telling you you're a good girl. Like,
you see their eyes roll into the back of their head. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, make eye contact.
Oh, yes.
The whole time, keep eye contact. They fucking love it. And yeah, if you can deep throat, try. So you sort of poke your tongue out and then tilt your head back. And as they, like you said, hang off the bed or like I did, where you're sort of facing the dick, so you're sort of straight on with it. So it just sort of slides down the back of your throat. And that swallowing technique as well is apparently quite a good one.
So I had a tip. It's only worked on maybe 60% of the time, right?
60%?
Yeah.
60% of
the time. I don't think I'm doing it wrong. But if you squeeze your thumb in your fist, right, you lose your gag reflex. So do it. Like, put your thumb in your fist and then stick your finger down your throat. See if you get it.
How about you stick your fingers down?
It works.
I still did it.
You did get quite deep there, though.
Yeah.
I didn't say touch your tonsil.
I think I did. My willy. My mouth willy.
Touch your mouth willy.
What's it called?
Your epiglottis.
Well, we'll call it mouth willy.
Your mouth willy. Your dangly.
Your dangly bits.
But it is supposed to work.
Like, it did work. I was, as you were watching, going like deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and then my whole finger went, and then that was the point. Yeah. But it didn't. It worked for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe I would two-hand it.
So maybe if you've got a high gag reflex but you want a deep throat, maybe try squeezing your thumb in your fist.
Yeah.
Let me know if it works.
I also
love a bit of feedback.
You should swallow as well. Well, I know people don't like it, but yeah, if you're, or at least be a little bit. Because I don't think guys want you to be like, or heaving or anything. So, you know, just try and a bit of decorum. Sometimes there's a lot in your mouth.
If you really don't want to swallow, though, I think sometimes sort of like saying, tell me when, and then like let them come in your tits or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because some people really don't like swallowing, and that's hard.
Let it dribble out of your mouth.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah. We could practice a little bit of snowballing. Oh, pass the lip between. I really want someone to do that. I really want a guy to come in me and then lick it out.
Do you?
I think I've had, yeah, I know, it's definitely happened before. That's my...
Females then, go.
Females. So yeah, I think start off a little bit gentle because...
What's like, though? Like taste, smell, feel, texture.
Good. Must.
Is it better than suck my dick?
I don't really get one is better than the other. I think it's just different.
Okay.
It is different. I think I enjoy it in equal measure.
Okay.
I think I've sucked more dicks. No, I definitely have sucked more dicks than I've licked vaginas.
But tacky.
Yeah, no, I
muff dive
quite enjoy it actually. And yeah, the after effect.
Well, the wife definitely was enjoying
doing
it.
But I have never gushed from someone going down on me.
No, I've only gushed in tandem with fingering.
Yeah, same. But she was purely just
me. Yeah. Your proudest moment.
I was very, very proud. They had to mop the floor in on tape. Oh, it was brilliant. So, yeah. What's your experience? Have you ever licked them off?
I have not taken the plunge, no.
Would you?
I don't know.
Well, the right woman, because you were talking to that couple that time.
Yeah. Maybe it's down to the person. I'm not sure is the answer until I'm, like, in a situation.
You need a vagina in your face.
Do you know, what were those people called? Like, we covered this on another episode where you would participate in a female-male threesome, but not necessarily you would be, like, a receiver, not a giver. I think mine is more self-confidence. I don't know if I'd be any good at it. So I think that would be what...
But I hold it back. I think as a woman, you know how you like it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
I know, but as a customer, I know how I like my lattes. It doesn't mean like I make one at home.
Yes, you do. You would make yourself a latte at home.
Not
do you know
the
what
same
I mean?
Way that the barista does it.
Yeah, but then that's why you communicate and you'd be like, how does that feel? Does that feel good? Would you like me to do it a bit faster? You know, how
would you like chocolate sprinkles on top?
Yeah, the pressure. I don't think you go straight in and be like, full on fucking going for it. I think you would start very sort of gentle and tease and,
yeah,
again, make sure.
Like, the thought of it doesn't repulse me or anything. I think it's more like, because I haven't got a freaking clue what I'm doing.
Just lick the clit.
Just lick it. Just
be gentle.
You've been a titler again.
Huh?
Just do it. Just
stop that fucking clit now. I feel like I need my riding crop.
Oh.
Funny.
It's that time of the week.
Mm-hmm.
For BJ.
BJ.
Blushes joke.
Blushes it all. Blushes shite joke.
Shite joke. BSJ.
Ooh. So what am I going to be spraying you or not spraying you with this week?
Oh, you never laugh, so I'm not
cup
scared.
Cup of tea, I think. Thank you.
Ready? Mm-hmm. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
Yeah. I get that one.
Yeah.
Funny, out of 10.
She did it.
Yeah, I got to
do a choking noise. Too used to deep throating now. There's no choking noise. That's what it sounds like.
If you're doing it right.
If you're not, then.
It's that time of the week again. It's sexy story time. And this week I've decided to do a bit of a poem by Harley Hukouf from Hello Poetry. It's called Naughty Trick 2. Lick my muse. Eat it all. Try not to let a drop fall. Suck my juice. Fuck it all. Moan and scream. It's all I need. Submissive is what you'll be. Be patient. Your time will come. Erotic games are to be done. Hardcore is my only way. After that, it's your turn to play. Violently, softly, it's up to you. Ending the night, exploding on you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Definitely like that poem. So I think maybe poetry again next week. See what we can do that. That was right up my street. If someone said that to me and whispered that in my ear, I would be a party in the house.
Cool. Next week, we will be discussing voyeurism.
Voyeurism is something one of my many fetishes.
I think I've got a little voyeurism fetish.
Voyeurism.
That's quite hard to say.
Voyeurism.
Voyeurism.
That's a piece. No, there's no jism in it.
I become a little perv.
Yes.
I do.
Very visual person.
Ooh.
Although I do like my senses dampened as well, but I think we'll do a one on sensory play, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, sensory deprivation.
That will be another episode, guys. So voyeurism next week.
Mm-hmm.
And
hopefully having an exciting interview
to round off series 2.
Yes, so we'll be having a little break, won't we? I will still be up to noughties and we'll still probably be recording, but we're just going to tease you for a little bit, you know. Make you wait, make you gag. Edge you slowly back into swing your hands. I'm sure we'll have plenty of naughty tales to tell you and socials and club visits. And yeah.
So penultimate episode next week. Mm-hmm. And then finish with a bang.
It just gets a bit sad, doesn't it, at the end.
We'll have a rap party.
We will, yeah. We'll do something special for this.
Anyway, have a great week, guys. Have fun, play safe, take care.
Bye-bye.